Well, good afternoon. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. I'm 6 feet away from everybody. Had a COVID shot, so I'm going to take my mask down so I can breathe.
Yeah.
But just going to talk a little bit today about you. Not about me this time. It's not the Chris show today. Oh, darn. I love it when I have to confess. But it's going to be about us and how we perceive ourselves and what's going on in our lives and how we can get along and get to where we allow Jesus to do more things in our lives. So this really means a lot. I don't know who it's for, but God told me to write it down, and I just listened. A person's fear sets a trap for him, but one who trusts Yahweh is safe. I cannot tell you how many times I've even heard people go, I'm just so I'm just so scared this is going to happen, or I fear that that might happen, or I fear that. And all we're doing is setting ourselves up for failure. We've got to learn how to trust Jesus, Lord, the Holy Spirit, always. But, you know, there's things that are going to come up that we're going to question, and that's normal. It's just after you question it, what do you do then? How you get through it. Overthinking is the biggest cause of unhappiness. Well, I guess that must be for me. I guess I'm going to confess. There's lots of times that I struggle and stuff, and I think, why are you overthinking all this? God doesn't need you to think about this. God's got the solution. So lots of times we try to overthink things. Even when things are going good, we want to overthink it because, oh my goodness, something's going really good. I wonder if the bottom's going to fall out. I've heard a lot of my friends go, well, things been going good lately. I can't wait till something else is going to, another shoe falls or something. But, you know, we need to know that whatever we're going through, that God has the answer and the plan.
Amen.
Always. Always, always, always. There is nothing that you can do, nothing that you can do that God would love you less. There is nothing you can do that God would love you more. Now, does that mean, okay, well, I can sin, do whatever I want? No, because that destroys your relationship with the Lord. Does that mean that I don't go ahead and do things for other people? You know, if I can't do anything that's going to help it, I'm not saying it's not going to help it. God stores things up in heaven for the things that we do. Absolutely, do things for people. Absolutely. Keep doing them. Don't just do it out of habit, though. Ask God. So many times we get in the routine of, well, I guess I better do this because I can't say no. Well, lots of times we get ourselves into trouble because we're overworked, we're tired of things, feel like people use us, feel manipulative, whatever. And then that's our own fault. You know, there's times that you can say no. You can just go, you know, I wish I could do this, but I can't. And you don't have to go into a story. I remember, I guess just growing up, when you got in trouble or something, the parent wanted an explanation. And, you know, you go, well, I can't do this, or I did this because so-and-so, so-and-so. You don't have to tell anybody why. I'm sorry, I wish I could help you, but I can't. And if they ask why, just, you know, I'll pray for you. I'll pray something works out. You don't have to explain. You don't have to explain to people. We feel like we need to. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. One thing I hate is when somebody call up and they go, do you have any plans for Saturday? You're going, oh my gosh, yes I do. Yes, I might, you know. I hate when people do that. They just say, listen, I might need some help sometime soon. Do you think you could help? But when you put people on the spot, it makes them uneasy, I think, and uncomfortable. I don't know. That's just me. I'm weird. We all know that. You are responsible for your own happiness. If you expect others to make you happy, chances are you will always end up disappointed. That's so true. And I see that happening in relationships, in marriages. You know, okay, well, oh, he came in, he hugged me, kissed me, I'm so happy. The next day, he's tired and grumpy. Oh my goodness, he's mad. Oh my goodness. You know, you can't depend on others to make you happy. It's nice when they're nice to you, but don't depend on people to bring you happiness. You've got to have that happiness within yourself and between you and your relationship with the Lord. I've learned that the hard way, I guess through two marriages. I always thought, well, yeah, if David could just do A, B, and C, then I would be happy. Well, David couldn't do A, B, and C, okay? He was brought up differently than what I was, so can't depend on someone to bring you happiness. Now, if they treat you wrong, yes, you should say, listen, we need to talk about something, but not cut each other down. Once you lose respect for each other, that's really tough to earn that respect back. Once things are said and put out there, they're always out there. So be careful of the things that you say. This should be my little thing. Silence is the best way to react when angry. Well, be glad that you weren't in the truck this week with me. When somebody just lays on the horn, I go nuts. And I realize I should not do that. I'm just glad I didn't have a Jesus sticker on my truck. Because I was flapping my arms and just going, okay, come on, you know, and then they go drive by me and I'm laying on my horn. How stupid is that? But if they just beep a little or something, but just to, I can just feel it come over me. But I should have just said, you know, God, maybe they're in a hurry, maybe, you know, but I don't do that. I get mad. That's something I need to work on, especially when you're in pain and you're driving and things get on your nerves really bad. Well, mine anyway. I am certainly not perfect. Some things that tend, you know, if you can imagine a circle, you're in the middle. You've got friends that depend on you. You've got family that depends on you. You've got church that depends on you. You've got finances that depend on you. You have all these other issues that are surrounding your circle. Well, let me tell you, everything that you're going through, Jesus has already gone through it. And that should be exciting for us, because if he can do it, we can do it. He's perfect, we're not. Letting these things get to us is a downfall. And I think it's wonderful, because there's a person in here that, you know, anytime I need to vent or get something on my chest, I call this person, talk to this person. And sometimes you need to do that. Hey, this is what's going on. I'm not going to get into it. So-and-so did so-and-so. It's just, hey, I just got to get this off my chest for a minute. This is just bugging me to goodness. And I, you know, get another perspective. We can't just handle everything on our own. And yet we can't just take advantage or use the person that's there. You know, they always say you take out the most on the people that are the closest to you. You can't do that either. You know, Kimmy and I's got a really good relationship. And, you know, if I'm struggling or whatever, I just go, Kim, we just need to talk, you know, let's pray, whatever. Some days we can't even pray, but we know that you go ahead and make yourself pray. It doesn't matter. You go, God, please help us. It doesn't have to be a long Roman prayer. It's just, God, help me. Holy Spirit knows what you're going through. There's some verses, but I don't have my glasses and, you know. I just want you to know that you were chosen. Now, although this kind of creates an Armenian Calvinistic way, but we're not going to get into that. But God chose you. Just like in marriages, God gave that person to you. God chose you. You are special. God made you. You are special. Sometimes we just, I even told Kimmy last week, which I know God is going, oh, here we go again, here we go again. I said, I'm just going through an ugly state. You know, sometimes you just try to do and then you go, oh, gosh, I just look terrible. And I said, I'm just going through an ugly state. So we scraped up enough money to get my hair done. And believe it or not, it really did help, you know, but it doesn't always help. It's how we perceive ourselves, because we are our own worst enemies. We let ourselves down. We let our failures show. And we don't have to prove anything to anyone except God. Amen? You do not have to prove yourself to people. Is it nice that people, you know, go, hey, good job. That's wonderful. Can we be happy with people when they get things? Yes, absolutely. I've heard so many people lately going, I'm just so jealous of them because they get this and they get that. And it's not you know, you're happy for them, but you wish you had more things. Well, until we get to that point to where, hey, they've been through a lot, I want you to bless them, Lord, and I think that's wonderful. You can't put yourself down in your situations, you know, and I hate to even say that, I'm not cursing myself, but we, as far as a little bit more family, we probably will never have a lot of money. And that's okay. That's been my way all my life. And that's okay. But do I get discouraged when other people get money in or do they? No. I want them to have a good time. I want them to go. Our friends have an RV and they go everywhere, all over Texas, take all the kids and go out camping and have the best time and go swimming and stuff. And think, oh, man. But so happy for them. Be happy for people. Yeah. Appreciate and tell God, thank you for blessing my friends. We can't live always comparing yourself to someone else because God made you a special way. I thank God, try to daily, but I thank Him that I'm sensitive. You know, that I can probably cry on a drop of a hat, which that's a little bit too, you know, sensitive. But if I wasn't sensitive, then I don't know that I could do some of the things I could do. So however God made you, just know that He loves you and He did that for a certain purpose. Now, He did not make us angry. We choose to do that. Things going on in the world today is very confusing right now. With all the politics, all the pandemic, all this stuff going on, but like I always say, none of this is a surprise to God. All of our health issues, all of our financial issues, everything that you're struggling with and that you might fear of different things happening, God knows this. It is not a surprise. God will put us in situations or allow us in situations to help us to learn. Once we've learned, we can help others. A really good friend, or used to be a really good friend of my son, Josh, they called him Tiny. He used to weigh like 450 pounds. But now he's skinny as a rail. But they're 48, and his wife is 45. They went on a vacation, and he just woke up to hear her choking and there was just blood everywhere and she suffocated on the blood and died. Only being 45. Oh. You know, and I'm sure he's thinking, God, why did this have to happen? Well, we don't know, but we pray for him. We try to support him, be there for him if he needs someone. We don't know why things happen. We don't know why babies die. We don't know why evil seems to run rampant, you know? The main thing is that we keep focused on God. And if you're struggling, Pastor told me this one day, and you just feel like you can't get to where you need to be, put on the praise music. You know, put on praise music. Praise God by yourself. Just speak to the Lord like you would me or somebody else. You know, go, hey, what are we going to do about this? Number one, he goes, Priscilla, we aren't going to do anything, but I will if you let me. Turning things over completely and leaving them, that is the key. We leave things with God, and the next day we're picking them up and going, oh, goodness, I don't know, Don't question God. You've got to trust Him. You've just got to trust Him. When I was with Isabella one time, she's going to be in third grade. I can't believe she's so big. She wanted to go get a straw at the front of McDonald's. And she went, Grandma, go with me, Grandma. I went, you know, you're a big girl. Just go to the counter and ask for a straw. But Grandma, I went, no, you're a big girl. I said, you better trust Grandma, right? I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to let anything happen. Of course, I was watching her the whole time. And as I was watching her, she did perfect. She was polite, asked for a straw, said thank you. You know, and she got more confident. And that's how we need to be. We need to be confident that God is with us at all times and that we can trust Him. Does that mean we do foolish things like run out in the middle of the street? No, that's not what I'm talking about. But it's nice to know that God is watching over you all the time. All the time. I used to think my mother had eyes in the back of her head. She knew what was going on all the time until I found out her trick. I know what happened the other night. I know what happened. Finally, I went, she doesn't know anything. So then I started getting smart and going, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Who told you what? And then she stopped it. But, you know, parents need to know about their kids. They need to know about their grandkids. We need to all work together and try to help our families out, all of us. If one of us is sick, you need to reach out to that person. We don't need just one specific person to do everything, although that would be nice. But as a church body, we all need to reach out to one another. We're a few in people. It's not like we have to call like Preston would. I've got to make 280 calls today between 10 of us. You know, it's not like that. We're a small group. Reach out. Touch somebody. AT&T, Captain Price, the Bible, that it's, we need to take care of one another. We need to look after one another. And I know when Tim died, people were calling Cindy over and over and over. You doing good? Do you need anything? And then we get back in the track of our lives. And then we're not calling as much. And I know exactly what she's going through because you can grieve forever, you know, and you miss those phone calls. How are you doing? What's going on? You know, stuff like that. We need to reach out and touch our people. That's how we're going to get to know and love one another. Something else that I wanted to say. But let's just be responsible for the things that we can do. Don't just measure your relationship with God on what somebody else has. Don't be envious that God gives other people things and he doesn't give them to you. You don't know what they've gone through. You don't know what they've done. You don't know anything about them, really, because you don't live with them. So let's be happy for one another. Let's extend our kindness to one another. Let's know that God loves us. He made me and made me just like I am. Just precious little chubby cheeks. He just loves me so much. So that's just what we got to do. We just got to reflect back on knowing that there's nothing I can do that would make God love me less. We don't understand that because, see, we put standards on everybody. You know, if you do this, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get a pow-pow. That's what my kids grew up learning. Or if you don't do this, then I'm not going to run around with you and do this. All the peer pressure these kids are going through each and every day, I just thank God that he puts other people's kids in our lives to help. So when God gives you the opportunity, extend your kindness, extend your Jesus-like qualities. That's what's going to win the world. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Camilla. It's not anybody. It's God. This is God's world. This is not Joe Biden's world, or it wasn't Trump's world. This is God's world, okay? And we've got to keep praying that God takes over his country and get things right. But you know what? We can't do that if we don't have our own houses right. It starts with your home. Starts there. I have learned the hard way that there are times that you need to get olive oil, and you need to dip it on your finger and put it on the thresholds, the doors, each door of the house, and cleanse the house in Jesus' name. Because when people come in, sometimes they bring things with them, or maybe they spoke things on you. It's just a reassurance that, hey, Holy Spirit lives here. I'm going to oil this up. Now if we can just get the Holy Spirit to paint my house, that would be great. But we need to do what we can, okay? We're not helpless. Let's all say that. I'm not helpless. I am a child of the King.
I am a child of the King.
Wow, we'd be children, aren't we? I am a child of the King.
I am a child of the King.
He has won my victory.
He has won my victory.
All of your problems. He has won all of your problems already for you. There is nothing that you go through that he doesn't know about. Nothing. And sin will come to light also. There's nothing he doesn't know that you're doing that may not be attractive either. But anyway, that's all. That's one. Okay, cut it. Okay. Absolutely cut it. So let's go to the Father. Dear God, thank you so much for 6929 Dake Street. We just claim this as holy ground for you today. Father God, I just pray for each and every person that came today. Lord, maybe one thing that was said through your voice, Father, not mine, would mean something to someone, that would give them an extra hope, encouragement. Help us to be a support system to each and every person. I love you. We give this time to you. Please bless the pastor's words. Please just help us all to love you so much and love one another. And just give you all the prayer requests and all the praise reports, Father. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.